Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 199 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I am your host, Mark Kushnez, and I'm here to talk about video games this week. For the week of, did I say Wednesday, April 8th, 2015? Because if I didn't, that's when this episode exists. Well, it'll exist every day after that. Their day of Wednesday, April 8th, 2015, but not previously. This episode did not and will never exist prior to today, but it will every day afterwards, unless, you know, the internet explodes. But video games. So the main games I'm going to be playing, talking about, because I've been playing them, and that's how I'm able to talk about them. This is already starting off horribly, so I can only imagine where this will go from here on out. The two games are Neverwinter, which finally came out officially for Xbox One, which is a free-to-play MMO, and Forza Horizon 2 presents Fast and Furious. Not presents the Fast and the Furious, or presents Too Fast, Too Furious, maybe Fast 5, maybe just some Fury 7, who knows, but no, and there's no Tokyo in here, but plenty of drifting, so much drifting, it seems like all that drifting is making up for the lack of Tokyo, I don't know. I also did play a bit of a mobile game called Spellfall, because my friend Alex was like, this game's fun, this game's good, you should play it, because then we can give ourselves bonuses and whatnot. And I was like, match 3, RPG, yes please, I love those type of games. And it's a free-to-play game. I downloaded it, started playing, I was like, this tutorial is taking a bit too long, but I'm digging this. And then I quickly learned that it is the worst type of free-to-play game, in that fairly soon, fairly early on, it becomes so clear that you need to pay in order to progress. You can grind at a snail's pace and make progress so slowly that you just want to punch yourself in the face every time you play the game. And your health recharges. As you get more health and lose it all, it'll take a while for it to charge, which isn't the biggest problem, but the problem is just that the game is too difficult and annoying for its own good. And yeah, I deleted it. After a while, I was just like, I am playing this, making no progress. I can't even get the bonus that I would get for playing with, for having a friend who plays it, because you have to be in the same zone to get that bonus. And it's not even that good of a bonus. It's like a 10% increase to the chance to get an extra move. It's not even a guaranteed extra move. So yeah, play Spellfall if you want to pay to play, not play to maybe pay, if you feel like it. I don't like the game. Stupid. Still better than Pokemon Shuffle, which is the dumbest game in the world. It's fine. I just don't, the percentages, just whatever. So Neverwinter, another free-to-play game, which actually works so far very well as a free-to-play game, in that I don't see any reason why I would ever need to pay money unless I wanted something that is not essential to the game itself. The only thing that I have just in Googling, just to see, because I've got to a point with one of the professions, I'm currently focusing on the leadership profession, and the profession system in this game works a lot like mobile games that where you just basically have your resources, you'll have your various characters, your team members. I don't, that's a horrible word for a game like this, but you basically have your teammates, team members, and you'll send them out, you know, say, this will take 2 hours, this task will take 2 hours, guard duty, etc. And you'll get these rewards after it's done. There's no chance, unlike some games, of losing the characters. It's just a time thing. You just have to wait for something to be finished. And then you'll get your rewards and you'll get some XP. And then, you know, as you level up, you'll be able to do different tasks. But I found out that there are these certain resources, which are men at arms for the leadership position, the leadership profession at least, which can only be obtained, and I don't know if this is still the case, through booster packs, which can only be bought with Zen on the Zen Marketplace, and Zen is sort of the game's currency, and there is a way to get Zen, maybe multiple ways to get Zen without paying, through like the Astral Diamond exchange and whatnot, but I haven't looked into that and how it actually works, because I just went to the exchange and was like, okay, there's these things at the bottom that are saying, well, at 101 each, you can get this whatever many diamonds, or there are this many for sale. You can exchange this. You have to put a minimum of this for your ones. And like, I don't know if when I have that exchange at the top where it's saying, I want to spend this many diamonds per Zen, and I want to buy this much Zen, if I'm saying just give me that, or if I'm saying I'm putting this on the auction board and somebody with Zen can give me that Zen for these diamonds. I'm still not exactly sure how that's all working, which is the only thing that kind of annoys me. I wish I didn't have to pay for anything, but I am enjoying the game quite a bit so far that I'm not against paying. I just don't want to pay for the wrong reasons. But that said, it is an action RPG MMO. The combat is it's pretty fun. It's not the most complicated. It sort of reminds me a bit of Dragon Age, the latest one, and that you just sort of have your attack and then you will hold a button to keep doing it, your base attack, and then you'll have your more specialized attacks, which have cooldown timers. I'm playing as a, what is it, control mage or something along those lines. I basically have ice powers and the force, so I can air strangle people with my mind and then put them in a snowstorm. And then I could be like, magic bolt, or whatever that generic base mage attack is. But it looks all right. I will say that it was running pretty poorly for me initially. And how I got around that is, one, I reset my Xbox. Well, that was the last thing I did, which I think may have been the thing that most helped. But before that, I did go from wireless to a wired connection, which didn't seem to do much. But once I reset, did a hard reset on my Xbox. So I held the Xbox logo for, I think it's 10 seconds. You don't have to time it. You just hold it until the freaking thing turns off. That seemed to alleviate all my issues. And it was funny because I was actually talking to my friend and co-host of Pixelated Radio, Henderson Man, about it, and he said that he hard resets every day because he needs to do it with his NAT and everything, because if not, it just will be all messed up, which seems like overkill. If he really needs to do it every day, then I don't know if that's a problem with his router or his internet or if it's the Xbox One, but that just seems crazy. But what I like about the game is just that you really don't, there are no parts of it that are really kind of pushing you towards putting money into it. And there's a nice, it's not too slow and not too fast, drip of content and different aspects of the game that open up as you progress and level up a little bit more. Like, you know, you'll learn about professions, and then you'll learn about companions, and you'll learn about mounts, and they'll give you... They haven't done anything with mounts yet, but so far, with all these different features, they do end up giving you, like, little free common part of it, just so you can get a taste of it. Like when they introduce companions, they'll give you one for free, which is nice, and then you can purchase some with in-game gold, and there are others that you can purchase with other currency. There are a lot of different types of currencies. There are like seals, which you get for doing certain bounties, and there's a lot to it, and there's a lot to take in, but the majority of it, if not the entirety of the main substantial content, you can go through without putting a single penny in. I'm at level, 17 or so. So I've progressed a decent amount and haven't felt pressured into paying. So I really am enjoying the game a lot. I'm surprised, especially after I got the lag and all that type of performance issues out of the way. So yeah, if you have an Xbox One, there's no reason not to download it because it is free. And if you find out you don't like it, then you just get rid of it. But yeah, that's Neverwinter. Which also, I mean, if you're into D&D, then that's even more of a reason to check it out. And then there's Forza Horizon 2 presents Fast and the Furious. Fast and Furious. There's no other there. And I decided to start playing this because I started playing Forza Horizon 2. Despite owning that game forever, I haven't played it. And the one annoying part about playing both at the same time, starting both at the same time, is that I had to go through the annoying tutorial bits in the very beginning where it's like, here, drive to your certain point. Let me tell you about braking. Let me tell you about accelerating. Let me tell you about drifting. Let me tell you about this stupid line. I'm like, I don't care. I already did this. But the game is, it's more Forza Horizon. Both are. And they both look good. They both control very well. And they're just a lot of fun. I mean, with the Fast and Furious one, I believe it's still free for maybe the rest of this week. I think it was the first 2 weeks it was free on both consoles. And it kind of reminds me, because it's not a demo, and you do get, it's a very easy achievement point, so just download for that, if nothing else. But it kind of reminds me of the Dead Rising Case Zero, little downloadable game for last gen, in that it's just this bite size, you know, but not a part of the full game that gives you an idea of what to expect from it if you've never played it, and it's pretty fun. It's really, I don't want to say simplistic, it's just sort of, I don't know if every type, no, there was a race against a helicopter, so they have a good chunk of what you would experience in the full game in Fast and Furious. The one thing I will say about both games that annoys me is that I do not like the races against the flying vehicles, because especially like with the jets, I genuinely get startled every time the jets fly by, and my controller shakes and the TV screen shakes, and it's just sort of like I get disorientated and I just kind of get confused for a brief moment and get a bit off track, literally, when driving. I'm like, I'll run into something. It's like, I don't like that. It's a bit too much for me. But other than that, I really like it. And when you get into a car that is super fast, that can get up to 200 miles plus, it's exhilarating, but it is also extremely nerve-wracking, because you're just looking at the map. You're looking at the map. You're like, when am I going to have to turn? When am I going to have to turn? And when you see a turn coming, you're like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. Should I just start braking now? Because that's fast. And it feels fast. It feels great. But it's also just sort of like, because I turn off rewind because I hate that feature. I hate that. I've never liked that in any racing game. I find it annoying because it just feels like it takes all the momentum out of a race, and it just makes every race, no matter how difficult you put the AI on, it makes it so easy because you can just keep rewinding. And I just don't like that. So I like having the brake thing on just initially, especially since I haven't been racing for a while, but I don't care about accelerating line. And I turn on the full damage because I don't like having just cosmetic damage. I don't remember what I do with all like the brake systems and everything. But then I also turn off the rewind feature because I hate that feature so much. But plenty of people like them. But yeah, there's no reason not to download Forza Horizon 2 Presents Fast and Furious if you haven't. It's a great, quick little game that will give you an idea of the full-featured, big ol' hunk of content game that is Forza Horizon 2, which is also a very pretty game, too. Very pretty. And right now, some of the DLC is on sale, including the VIP pass is half off and the car pack. And if you do buy the VIP pass, then you will be able to get Storm Island, which is the first expansion pack, for half off, making it $10 instead of $20. So if you are interested in that at a point, then there's no reason not to get the VIP pack, because then you'll just get both of them for $20 instead of just buying that for $20. Basically, like getting the VIP pack for free, and it will give you the VIP pack gives you some cars and bonus reward points, whether it's currency or whatnot, when you do the in-game spin every time you level up, as well as a discount on all future DLC, which is nice. I don't think it's all DLC, though, but I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, it's Forza Horizon 2 Presents Fast and Furious. And that's pretty much all I've been playing that I can think of. And then there's just working on art and art and art art. So that will do it for this week's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I kind of want to bring back Game Club, even if nobody else is interested, just because I want an excuse to play through Jade Empire again. Because I really, really like that game, and I just want to play it again. So, anyone else want to play Jade Empire with me? But yeah, that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which I said already before going on to a little nonsensical. No, it was very sensical. What am I talking about? Now I'm talking about nonsense. Whatever. I'm your host, once again, Mark Kushnez. Y'all can find me on Twitter at PXSausage, Instagram at PXSausage. On the Xbox, I am at, well, there's no at, I'm just PXSausage. And, yeah, I'm pretty much PXSausage everywhere, or Mark Kushnez everywhere. The site is, of course, PixelatedSausage.com. And you should most certainly, certainly, certainly check out the other podcasts I do with Henderson Man, Corey, and Rich, if we're ever together all at the same time. I just remember that we might, I don't know what's going to be happening with the next episode, when we'll be doing it or what, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, that's Pixelated Radio. Check it out. Yeah, have a lovely day, everyone. Adios. Alright, so I'm here again, and I'm going to sing another song, because that's what I'm going to be doing at the end of all these shows, just for the hell of it. And what I'm going to sing, because I think good old Melissa Dangmoon requested a Hall & Oates song, like, 2 years ago, and I don't think I ever sang one, so I'm going to do one now. Just a really quick snippet of You Make My Dreams, because I enjoy that song. I enjoy the video so much because it's so corny. But, I mean, 500 Days of Summer. And I will be doing my take on it, I guess. What I want, you've got. And it might be hard to handle. Like the flame that burns the candle. The candle fuels the flame. Yeah, Yeah, what I've got's full stock of thoughts and dreams that scatter. Then you pull them all together, and how I can't explain. Oh yeah, well, you make my dreams come true. Well, you, oh yeah, you make my dreams come true. Ba-dum-bum.
Lærer maður frá frakasti, kuttu ég glendi ekki því sem þú gerði, kuttu þú mátt ekki að vala sársokki, kuttu finnur þú ekki fyrir núna. Farðu þetta maður mín, elska mín. Mother of me, let her kiss you bad, let her kiss you bad, man. Sem þú gerir kutu, núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera kutu. Hjartan skal deyja aldrei kutu, en þú er ekki hjörtu. Farðu þetta maður mín, elska mín, maður mín. Let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man.